I find that if you do a great job with your authority content, you'll never have to pitch again, and you'll have way more invitations to speak and be a guest on podcasts than you can keep up with. You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 386. And today I'm going to take you behind the scenes of my visibility strategy and how I land an average of 5 to 10 podcast guests each month on top podcasts. You ready for this? Let's get started. Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Get ready to ramp up your revenue, amplify your impact, and make your mark in the world. This is the show for experts, thought leaders, and service professionals who want to shatter their limits and achieve that next level. You're going to find out from other experts and influencers how they made it. Now, let's get amplified. Hey there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's your host, Melanie Benson, authority amplifier to expert entrepreneurs just like you, ready to make 5 and 6 figure months. Today's episode is really about what I look for to book people on my show and a little bit about what's been happening for me that's landed me and really helped me flip that pitch so that I'm not pitching. Really, once in every great while, I might put my name in the hat for something that is a new show to me. But most of the time, it's coming to me because I know that people are recognizing how valuable exposure on high-profile podcasts and shows can be. And the cat's out of the bag, if you will. It's no longer a secret that podcasts are growing at the speed of light. There are podcasts for pretty much every industry you can imagine. And the downside to that is everybody who is trying to get on podcasts are vying for some of the same shows. They're investing in very expensive booking services. I know the booking services that really are worth their salt, so to speak, they're charging somewhere around $7,500 to $12,000 a year or for a series of bookings. And so if you're going to invest in visibility, you got to make sure that you're ready for that visibility. What I look for is very dialed into what I know works for my show, right? And I am actually going to make this episode required listening for everybody pitching my show now, because sometimes the pitches just don't make sense. We'll get into that in a minute. Now, before I get into unpacking what I look for and what gets people booked, based on my own experiences and hosting my own show, I want to give you a resource. This is an absolutely free resource. I'm going to highly recommend you download it right now, because getting booked on the show is a small part of what your success is going to be. You've got to do something good with that exposure if you want to be able to monetize your efforts. And I call it the 17 common mistakes that guest experts make that cost them the lead and the client. And this is having studied over 2,000 guest experts that have been on different shows of mine over the years, and also what I've personally experienced and what's moved the needle for me revenue-wise. And there are 17 common things that people either miss, they don't know about them, or they haven't optimized them, and it's really affecting the investment they're making in the strategy. So if you head over to melaniebenson.com/scorecard, that's melaniebenson.com/scorecard. I will also link that up in the show notes. It's absolutely free. I would highly recommend you download it right now and self-assess, really look at where you're at with your own optimization of your message and the key factors that are going to move the needle for you. Now, let's talk about getting booked. And this is part one of a two-part series. Next week, I'm going to drop a second episode of a panel that I brought in for my 100K Authority Accelerator clients, which is where I solved this problem. And oh my gosh, it was so brilliant. These people talked about what they're looking for, and they're all experts in the authority and podcasting side of things. And it was really interesting to hear all different types of show hosts, what they look for, what's going to land them on a show like theirs. So we'll get into that next week. This week, let me tell you what I'm looking for and what's moving the needle to get you on my show. Number one, it's all about the topic. Okay. And the topic is so important, because the topic is what gets your episode listened to by my audience. It's what causes you to stand out from everybody else. And just for some perspective, keep in mind, I'm getting pitched by close to 100 people a week in some way, shape, or form. And the level of detail of what podcast booking services are looking at right now is very low. They're not really paying attention to what is being aired and what kind of topics we're covering, what's relevant to my community, what's relevant to me. So if you want a better chance of being booked, I highly recommend that you do your due diligence and really explore what and research what are some of the topics and what are the general areas that a show host is covering. Because your topic is like the calling card. It's the first thing that grabs attention. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, and maybe this should actually be number one, is how you pitch the show host. So look, everybody's different. There's no one way to do it. But emailing a show host who does not take email pitches, especially if you don't have a relationship with them, and not following their documented pitch process, is probably going to land you in the delete folder. Again, for context and awareness, you may or may not realize that show hosts almost always are funding their own show. And yes, that does provide visibility, but let's just be truthful about something that most people are not saying, and that is they don't make money on their show. And if they're interviewing guests, they're giving guests exposure, which oftentimes works against their ability to monetize their show because they're giving visibility away to another vendor, another expert. Now, if they have a proper monetization strategy for their show, they know how to get their guests to promote and they know how to get their guests to help create valuable content that just keeps their audience loyal. But I, in my experience, because of the level of pod fade that's happening right now, most hosts are not doing this well. And they're realizing it's a lot of money to keep interviewing other people who are not really performing well on the show. They're not sharing it. They're not producing results for them. And so the shows, you know, fade away. And that's sad, but it's true. It's just the bottom line. So your job is to make sure that you are following the right instructions to pitch the host because it will cut their costs down. It will save them time. And what happens, I actually pay someone on my team to field things that come across via email that I think might be a fit, but they would have a better chance of being considered if they actually followed my pitch process. Everybody has a different approach. Not everybody has a documented pitch process. And in those cases, yes, you can pitch them via email or sometimes social media works. And that's all a big part of what I teach in 100K through Accelerators, to really figure out the right way to pitch a host and to do it in a way that's so powerful that your pitch stands out. Okay, so number one, you definitely want your topic to be nailed and like to really have a great magnetic topic. And number two, you want to follow their pitch process. Number three, you need to lead with some kind of credibility and authority. Again, consider that there are hundreds of pitches coming through for show hosts, especially popular ones. If you're in the top 5% or more, we're in the top 1.5%. If you're in the top 0.1% or 0.5%, oh my gosh, you're getting slayed with pitches. You need to be able to stand out. And so if the topic gets through and you're following the pitch process or your pitch is getting read, you need to have some credibility and authority. Now, there's two ways this happens. One is bringing something powerful through in the pitch itself. Okay, if you're pitching, how can you actually showcase something that might stand out? You know, you've had a certain revenue level, you've had some kind of an accolade, you've been featured in some way, you have a story that's very aligned with the culture and the focus of the show, something that causes you to stand out. Okay, so that's one way. The other way is through your social media. Now, I've run some experiments of all kinds. And we always, my team vets every pitch we are considering. So it's not, we don't even look at it until we know that it's a fit. And then my team will review a pitch on social media to see what kind of presence that person has. Do they have the right values and energy? And are they going to be a fit in the energetic side of it? Are they a fit in the sense that they are congruent with this messaging? So here's what doesn't work. Somebody who is saying, hey, I'm going to come and teach your audience about, or I want to share a story with your audience about how I built a billion-dollar business, right? Okay, so I might check that out, that there might be some nuggets in there. But then we go to the social and they're actually a fashion designer or they're a wellness teacher. And so the pitch has a discongruent messaging. And the only reason that matters is because I know your audience is not necessarily entrepreneurs, but they're people who follow what you do. And I want guests who have an aligned audience, because your job as the guest is to help co-create listenership for the episode. And I don't need people who aren't aligned. So that's a little bit of a secret code, if you will, is be congruent all the way through. Now, there are exceptions. I recently interviewed somebody for the show who is is more in the leadership side of things, but his message was just so compelling. He had such great credibility. There was a lot of factors that I thought, okay, this is worth it because he's got a message that cuts through the rest. And he's more of a celebrity, so I'm not really expecting him to do a lot of promotion. That's just the bottom line. We know celebrity guests don't do a lot of promotion. But if you're not a celebrity, we're looking to you to co-create awareness of the show. So we're going to look at your audience. Okay, so that's me. Not everyone's the same way, but a lot of us are. So number three is alignment of messaging, really making sure that you're got that credibility factor coming all the way through. Now, I want to dig a little bit deeper on credibility because I mentioned social media, and I have had clients who were not really understanding how important their social media was. And as I started to work with them and they wanted to jump right into pitching, they spent a lot of money on a booking service only to discover that they weren't getting booked because they didn't have reach on social media. So there are a lot of show hosts who, in that expectation to bring an audience, bring listeners to the episode, they're looking at the reach you have on social media. So if you want to up your authority and your credibility, then you want to make sure that you are growing your social media. You are looking at ways that you can contribute listenership. So one of the things that can cut through all the noise in a pitch or in a conversation to say, look, I have 200,000 followers on social media, or I have a list of 5,000 people that I will email this to, right? Like, what can you contribute to being a great guest? So number four is, how will you be a great guest and bring value to the host? Being able to communicate that early on is so helpful. You can have a semi-aligned podcast topic where maybe it's on the edge of being relevant, but if somebody knows, hey, I'm going to bring this to you, I will be happy to promote, I will be happy to share it, I have a listener base of this on my show, I'll be a great guest by showcasing it over and over and over again for 6 months, and make sure you follow through with that promise, that can really get you an advantage in the vetting process, because we all want audience reach. We want to know you're co-creating the listenership. Okay, so that's number four. Number five, how else can you be a great guest? Make sure that you do share it on social media. Again, this is a common issue, a common complaint amongst my friends who are show hosts. And I hear this across the board in all the forums and all the places that podcasters are active, that they bring on a guest, they say, yes, of course, I'll promote it, and they don't. And maybe some of them meant to, and then they got busy and they forgot, which basically means you don't have a system. You don't have a system to do your side. You don't have a system to manage your visibility process. Or you just aren't, you're like, why do I bother? Okay. Now, the exception is if it's a horrible episode, the host does a terrible job interviewing you, I wouldn't expect you to share it. But if you want to get on more shows, you need to show these show hosts that you're going to go above and beyond to get visibility. And I really think that's one of the things that's flipped the pitch for me. And the fact that I have always shared the episodes I'm featured on. I teach my clients on Hire K-Through Accelerator a couple tricks on that to keep their brand congruent in doing so. But that is your payment, is being a good guest and showcasing this across your different visibility platforms, social media, email, newsletters. I even have a media page where I showcase some of the top shows that I've been featured on. Why is this important? Okay, first of all, I mentioned this is the payment. But secondly, here's a little known secret. If you want to start landing higher profile shows and you want to get them to invite you rather than having to do all the work and pitch them and chase them, showcase where you're being visible and what you're talking about. A lot of us would rather invite someone to our show that we know is a really hot guest. They're going to share it. They're going to be talking about something that's relevant to us. So what else can you do? We've talked about the basics. You got to have a great topic. You've got to have some credibility that you're bringing. You want to make sure it's aligned. Be a great guest. Show them how you're going to be a great guest. Build up your authority on your social media and showcase the ways that are congruent that you will, thread through the visibility and give back audience listenership. What else can you do? Well, here's a couple of cool things you can do. First of all, when you do have those opportunities, or if you know somebody who has a show, reach out and say, hey, I noticed, you've got this new podcast or you're putting a show out. Would you be up for exploring a couple topics that I think could be a really great benefit to your audience? Okay, so you don't have to wait for them to come to you, but you can go to them. This is one of the things that I have had a few of my members of 100K Through Accelerator said this like was a light bulb moment. It hadn't occurred to them to reach out to people they knew and say, hey, can I be on your show? Now, everybody's personality is a little different. Some people feel awkward asking. I say go for it. Opening up that visibility stream by saying, hey, I see you've got a show and, would you be up for having an exploration about a couple topics is a different way than just saying, hey, can you put me on my show? On your show, which a lot of people do. It's very interesting. Another thing that I think works really, really well is you start a show. Now, I know you might say, oh my God, Melanie, that feels like so much work. It doesn't have to be. There's so many different ways you can do this. You can have an organic series that you do where you just have conversations with people on Facebook or LinkedIn or Instagram. You can, some people have a blog that they do where they interview. That's what Authority Magazine and some of these other online magazines are, just back and forth interviews with, there's questions they ask you and you write the answers to them. So it doesn't have to be really complicated. But the idea is you give visibility first, be the giver, and then it can open up a conversation about, hey, are you ever looking for guests? Here's a couple topics I have if it doesn't come naturally. That give first and open up the reciprocation is a very valuable way to kind of kickstart the momentum around being visible. And then third, when you do get those exposure opportunities, ask them, who else do you know that might be a great guest on their show? A lot of people that get on my show were a referral from another friend who hosts a show. What I want you to know is that if you want to be on shows, you need to stand out a little bit. You need to get creative. You need to do your due diligence. And I'm all for delegating and getting help, but don't delegate choice. Don't delegate alignment. Figure out what's aligned for you and make sure that whoever's helping you get booked, or if you're doing it yourself, you're following the code, so to speak, of how to get on other people's shows, because the more of those high profile shows you're on, the more that momentum and buzz starts to create this ripple effect and this compounding effect, if you will, and will get you on more and more shows. So do a few of them really well, and you'll see that it starts to pay off in spades. I get so many more tips. I got so many more strategies. And really, my whole thing is I want you to not just be visible and not just land these top shows, but to actually be moving the revenue needle with this exposure. And if that's not happening for you right now, I highly recommend that you check out my 100K Authority Accelerator, which is all about getting another six figures in revenue by being visible in the right places where your ideal clients are looking for solutions. Okay, I'll link that up in the show notes, but it is a powerful way. It's a powerful proven strategy that will get you more visible profitably. All right, I'd love to hear some of your takeaways from today's episode, and be on the lookout for next week's panel interview on what show hosts are looking for to get you booked. Thanks for tuning in today, Amplifier. Be sure to join us right now in the Amplify Your Authority community at authorityamplifiers.com, and I'll share my 7 proven tips to be a highly paid expert that stands out in a crowded market. Plus, we're going to keep this conversation going, and I want to hear from you how you're going to amplify your authority and make a greater impact. Before you go, please take a minute to give our show and our guests some love over on your favorite podcasting platform. Subscribe, rate, and review. Leave your full name, and I'll spotlight you and your authority on social media.